This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A lawsuit accuses Racine County and juvenile detention staff of using excessive force on a 15-year-old at the Delagrave Youth Center. Attorneys say the video shows staff punching the teen while he wasn't resisting. The county says it has updated training and protocols. One staff member involved has resigned. Uline is asking to delay part of its Kenosha expansion. They want to put on hold a planned 1.2 million square foot warehouse. The company says economic conditions and current warehouse capacity are behind the request. If approved, it would have until June of next year to move forward with construction. A new report shows Wisconsin House Democrats missed more votes than Republicans during the 2023-24 session. Data from the Badger Project shows Representatives Gwen Moore and Mark Pocan had the highest absence rates. Republicans Brian Stile and Scott Fitzgerald had some of the lowest. Republican State Representative Jesse Rodriguez of Oak Creek will not seek re-election after nearly 14 years in office. Her departure comes as Republicans try to keep a narrow assembly majority in a competitive election cycle. Two Democrats have already entered the race for her seat. And the Racine Farmers Market on the Lake opens tomorrow at Festival Park. It runs from 9 to 1. Organizers say shoppers can expect fresh produce, local vendors, live music, and family activities. The market continues every Saturday through October. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A new IKEA store is set to open in Madison in fall of 2026. Expanding the company's presence in Wisconsin. It will be located on Junction Road and will be the second store in the state, joining the Oak Creek location. IKEA says the store will feature room displays, planning services, and thousands of home products. Customers will be able to take some items home right away or order larger pieces for delivery. The store will also include a deli with classic IKEA food options. City leaders in one Wisconsin community have said no to No Mow May. Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher says helping pollinators early in the season is a good idea, but some people stretched the idea well beyond May.
The council voted to do away with it. Their thoughts were that, and I tend to agree that it was kind of abused.
Instead, officials are encouraging other steps, limiting or eliminating chemical treatments and letting grass grow to 6 or 7 inches before cutting. Doing some digging could also help.
If people can plant more gardens, whether it's just a circle of wildflowers that they mow around or whatever, I think that that's great and it looks nicer and all that.
Some communities still participating in No Mow May have you sign up or get a sign for your yard. A conservative law firm is suing to block Wisconsin's new ban on people from out of state collecting ballot signatures, saying the law violates the First Amendment. The lawsuit from the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty challenges a bipartisan measure signed by Governor Tony Evers that limits who can gather signatures for recall elections and for state and local candidates. Supporters of the law say it was needed after failed efforts to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, which they say relied heavily on outside activists. The case has now been moved to federal court. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports at American Family Field, where the Brewers open a 3-game weekend series against the New York Yankees tonight. Brewers analyst Vinny Rattino.
They're going to have to play really clean baseball. They're going to have to really pitch well. They're going to have to come up with some timely hits in order to win this series. This Yankees team looks like the class of baseball.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers will kick off their regular season at Lambeau Field against Notre Dame Sunday night, September 6th at 6:30. Labor Day weekend. NBA. The Bucks co-owner Jimmy Haslam asked if he plans on being more involved with the team this year after hiring Taylor Jenkins as head coach.
Do I think we'll be here more? I do. And very, very excited to continue working with John and to get off to, we've already established a good relationship with Taylor, but work with he and the guys to build the kind of team that this community deserves.
That's the Bucks' Jimmy Haslam with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny and warmer today. We'll get to the mid to upper 60s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to around 45 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another great day with lots of sunshine and a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.